Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You here at Senior Talk Radio on WCWP.org, 88.1 FM. Also, you can listen, maybe you are, to the WCWP radio app. And that's just a wonderful app. You download it and you just hit listen and you come in live. So there's a lot of different ways to access Project Independence in You, even on North Hempstead Television. So I'm sure we'll talk more about that with Christina later on in the show. We've been talking with Kathleen Ott, learning about the Administration for Community Living and, you know, one of, I won't say the hot topics, but, you know, a lot happened over the pandemic. Certainly, you know, the town, Project Independence, had to adjust and move everything virtually, from exercise to social workers, you know, calling fitness classes on television, different ways to access. And we really, you know, we really did it. We all kind of became experts. Our seniors who did have access to technology were, you know, kind of the hand was forced to actually turn the computer on and click on that link. And so it helped a lot. And those that really did not have technology, we have a wonderful government channel and were able to, you know, access, the seniors are able to access all the programming that's on North Hempstead Television. And of course, with Zoom, as I'm sure you know, you can also call in. So seniors that don't have access to a computer or prefer not to use it and want to take part in engaging in one of our community chats or advisory boards can do so just by calling in. So, I mean, you have New York and New Jersey, Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and I'm curious to hear the differences between all regions. I mean, probably New Jersey and New York have similar, although we have upstate, which is very different than downstate. And your response and kind of what you all learned too during the pandemic and the things that you're going to be probably carrying over into the future.
You know, never let a disaster go wasted, I think is what we've all said. We have learned so much through this pandemic. And certainly New York and New Jersey, especially Puerto Rico and Virgin Islands, they have disasters such as hurricanes and even the earthquakes. But we learned very valuable lessons this time around because it was so catastrophic. For example, overnight, and I literally mean overnight, our nutrition providers flipped the switch and all of our congregate meals were delivered to the homes. Now, that was no easy undertaking. They had to go ahead, figure out distribution routes and so forth, and make sure and ensure that older adults received at least one meal a day, which is what we do under the Older Americans Act. And I say that because that was the concern from the onset. We've got to be able to reach these isolated seniors that can't get out to the grocery store and keep them fed during this pandemic. And I'm so proud of the Aging Network because they certainly didn't miss a beat. And in fact, unfortunately, even in New York, we had some of our meal drivers actually caught COVID-19 and passed away in the service of serving others. So, I mean, there were some significant issues as it relates to the pandemic and the services that we provide. But why that's important, what we've learned is that social isolation is really so, it can happen overnight. And it exacerbated under the pandemic. And our Aging Network implemented all kinds of wonderful things, such as what you mentioned, Rebecca, you know, being able to learn how to do the computer, go to the computer and do exercise classes, keep people engaged by calling folks on the telephone. There were so many significant efforts to keep people engaged that we really need to celebrate that. And we learned a lot along the way. New York did an exceptional job because they incorporated the robotic pet program. And for those people who were isolated, they got them a robotic pet. And I know people kind of scoff at that and say, robotic pet. They do wonders because all of a sudden they're responding to you. And it has made a huge difference in New York. In fact, it's a national program that people are emulating all over the United States because New York started it and they've spoken about it and they've measured the success of that program. And that's just a small example, but it's an important one because we learned a lot through this time.
Is the meals delivery program, is that Meals on Wheels?
It is.
Okay.
And again, it's referred to as Meals on Wheels. We call it home delivered meals because that's what it states under the statute. But for your listeners, it's home delivered meals. It's Meals on Wheels.
I hear about it all the time. My granddaughter is a social worker with Meals on Wheels.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. And that's our program. That is the meals that are delivered, begins with the feds, matched with some dollars from the state and the local counties to deliver those services. And it's a wonderful, wonderful way to keep people healthy in their communities.
I can tell you from the other end of it that it's just not the meals part of it. She's always communicating with the people who get the meals, and they look upon her as like a social outlet. You know, there's communication all the time, theoretically wrapped around the meals, but there's a whole lot of other stuff that goes on that has nothing to do with food.
That's right.
Food of the mind.
Food of the mind. And what we say is that it's more than a meal. And it's that friendly gesture of how are you today, that check, you know, that eyeball observation of how somebody's doing. You know, the people who deliver the meals are volunteers themselves, and they have been a lifesaver to these people who are homebound. So, again, it's something that New York did extremely well. In the New York City area, they were serving over 1 million meals a day, 1 million meals a day. And throughout this nation, every state saw almost a 60% increase in the number of home delivered meals they were providing. So you can see that we had a challenge in getting everything organized and then meeting the increased need. But the Aging Network responded and kept people healthy and in their homes during this pandemic.
You know, it's interesting that you have, you know, your with your region, you know, we like with the robotic pets. You know, people are home. They don't necessarily have to coordinate any kind of effort. Once they get the pet, you know, the pet is there. So those are things that like seniors would have in common throughout, you know, the country. Everybody gets a pet, but the different areas, maybe some that are harder to get to, and especially during the pandemic. The different, I mean, I'm curious, you know, on Long Island, we're very highly populated. There's access to a lot more volunteers when you go upstate, you know, in the Adirondacks or places that are just so much more complicated to get to. Could you share, like, what are some of the differences and the complexities of areas where it is harder to get to seniors when it's so spread out?
Well, again, this is an opportunity for me to tout and celebrate New York because they did some amazing things. One of the first things they did, and it underscores what your question is that they designated every home delivered meal person as an essential worker. Now, that means that those meal delivery people and the agencies that provide the meal were working hand in hand with the management, the emergency management staff. There was a consistent communication of how people are doing, who's not doing well, and a real respect for the efforts of trying to get a meal to seniors. So that's something that I think is so very important. The other thing was Matilda's Law. Something the governor recognized is that our programming is built upon volunteers who typically are older. Matilda's Law, and it's not really a law, it was a recommendation, is that older adults find other ways to volunteer. Instead of going to make a home delivered meal program, perhaps that emergency management staff could actually start delivering meals and the older adults do something else like contact older adults via the telephone. We saw a lot of that. And that really was, that happened in very populated areas. It also happened in rural areas where I think, again, the need was much greater because these people are isolated, hard to get to, that type of thing. Those, again, are just two examples of what was a little bit different about New York, but how it affected different parts of our state, the rural areas and the more populated areas in different ways.
Could we go back to the robotic pet thing just for a second? How does somebody go about getting a robotic pet? And is it always a dog, would you say?
No, it can be a cat too. You would go to your local county aging services office and inquire about the robotic pet program. The state of New, again, I have to tell you, the state of New York has talked about this program nationally, and you can purchase these robotic pets on Amazon. They're approximately $100 per item. I purchased one for my mother-in-law who was in a nursing facility, never really was a cat or a dog person, but that little robotic pet gave her such comfort because remember our families couldn't visit nursing facilities. So they could stroke the pet, talk to the pet responds. But to answer your question, Otto, they come in dogs and cats, different colors. And it's truly, it sounds almost, you know, you would think that maybe it's a childish type of intervention, but the fact of the matter is it is really a lifesaver. It helps older people. It helps all of us really when we have a pet, whether it's robotic or not, just a pet and to talk and have company.
Now you can have a pet in a nursing facility. Because I have somebody that I think would be a good candidate. I'm going to look at Amazon myself after this.
It's $100. And it's wonderful. Yes, indeed, you can have the robotic pets in the nursing facilities.
Because I know they had therapeutic type dogs that would visit, but that was stopped when COVID started.
That's right.
They couldn't come in. And I know from visiting people who've been in nursing facilities that they really look forward to these dogs visiting them.
They're wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, they're good. And again, I think it's just like our meal program when we say it's more than just a meal. You know, having them visit, having the ability to touch and to hug and to, you know, you have memories that flood back in when you're touching a dog or a cat. You have the tactile stimulation. It's something that we all need as human beings. And this pandemic underscored that human services as compared to health services is just vitally important. And thank goodness we're able to see that in our pandemic response.
Great, great information. We do have to take a quick break. We will be back with Project Independence in You, WCWP.org in just a moment.